200 winters ere the time, from out an ancient city came an oracle, whom anyone sought and honoured, and yet, by choice neither richly garbed nor worn, from witness of wasteful living, sought a notable time, and then he came to find a fountain whence a bountiful water poured. Bewilderment and awe struck at once, from shadow into light, turned and spoke. This wealth of waters might but seem to draw from yon darkness, but, child, the source is higher, hidden now by clouds unseen. But it will no longer be a dream. Wearied of our coin, child, they go, to seek far more beyond what's ours. What hast thou there? 'Tis but shadow now, but soon there shall, as water breaks upon ground, a bit strikes fear into the rule, and in the 21 millionth of a grain, and ever vanishing never vanishes. To me, my child, more mystic than myself, or even than the nameless is to me. And when thou sendest it as thy free soul, neither understandest bound nor boundlessness, thou seest the nameless of the hundreds named, and if the nameless should withdraw from all, among us as though it never was, never spake, and never named the name. Thou can prove the nameless, O my child, thou can prove by work when done. The world thou movest in shall charge. Thou canst not prove that thou art body alone, nor canst thou prove that thou art spirit alone, nor canst thou prove that thou art both in one. Thou canst not prove thou art immortal, no. But proof shall be in the toil. By the function shall one find truth, but the nameless one shall be proved. By work shall one show, and ledges infinite will thou go. What power but in the years that come shall break the ancient coin, and stir the sleeping earth and wake the blind to join? What general's problem shall be solved but the days and hours and minutes more? The days and hours are ever glancing by, and seem to flicker in that Byzantine's eye. For with the nameless there is not day nor night, though we feeble minds creep from thought to thought, break into whens and soon the hour upon, my words come to me like the babblings in a dream. But thou be wise in this dream world of ours. The time will come when kings must bow, but not until the ripe hour, the last and least of men, shall have a something which strengthens them. For few shall see, and then many, the statesman, the sailor, the warrior. When the changing market and the trend, in ever-silent days, will come like a roar from victory won, for man has outlived his day, and with him shall all pray. Scarcity shall rule and stay upon, the senses break away. For when the bird takes flight, first must the shell break, and it gain its might. My child, mortal man shall see at last, there is a way, and it has come to pass. It cannot be held in hand, but from it shall come more than man. It will change that which we know. And from it, much will grow. Farewell.